This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to the Carthenville Sports Complex for a WSMI Sports Special Boys High School Soccer, the Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op here at Carthenville to take on the Cavaliers. Tim Mize here, happy to be joined by Dr. John Reed of Advanced Eye Care. And John, thanks for sitting in with me tonight. This is going to be a fun evening.
I'm happy to be here. This is going to be great.
As we look here for Gillespie-Litchfield, this is their first game of the season. Carthenville, their third game of the year. They just played last night. So how do you see that, a team playing back-to-back days versus a team playing their first game?
You know, it's interesting because I guess sweet and sour of it for Carthenville is there's maybe a little bit more fatigue, a little more beat up from playing last night. But obviously they've shaken some of the rust, whereas Gillespie's just getting their feet wet for the season.
Do you have a final from earlier today, by the way? Hillsborough beat Vandalia 8-0. Ethan Lintz had four goals for the Toppers in that win over Vandalia. And it's just great, John, to have high school soccer rolling here, albeit a strange time of the year for the boys to be playing. It should be the girls' season, but the girls will get their chance here in a few short weeks.
Yeah, this definitely feels a little bit backwards. We should be at a baseball field right now, it feels like.
So we are set to go here. Carthenville in the fancy new black jerseys, black shorts. Their black socks weren't in yet, so they've got the blue socks working tonight. Gillespie has the all-white look here this evening at Carthenville. You see some of the kids wearing the leg stockings underneath. Bit of a chill in the air here in this mid-March night, and we are underway as Triton Park put his foot to it, and the Cavaliers will control here on the new side of the field, near side of the field. It's deflected away by Spencer Hale. Now the Cavaliers get possession back. Kept in play on this near sideline. Now a lead pass up to Park. He makes a man miss at the 20. Still on the move here. Gets inside of the box down on the far side of the field, the southwest corner.
Yeah, trying strongest with his left foot, and, you know, he's trying to get to his left foot best he can, but still excellent with his right as well. And you could tell he took it to the end line there trying to slot it back, but the defender was good to stop him.
Then he sent it in with his left foot wide of the goal, and that will send the Gillespie goalie on the trek. And I guess that's one of the downsides here, this beautiful facility. But if the ball gets past the goal, the goalie's got some work to go to find it.
It's better than down the hill at Lovis, though, so that's okay.
Cameron Crowe in goal for Gillespie here. Will Meyer in goal for the Cavaliers as Crow has it set, and he will put his foot to it, drives it right down the middle of the field. It's corralled there by Carthenville. That'll be Levi Udinski on the attack now. Comes inside of the box, still on the move, and a nice save over there by Cameron Crow on the slide.
Yeah, one thing that they're going to be gauging here in the first part of the game, and it's kind of neat playing on a field with yard markers, is what kind of goal kick the goalie has, what kind of punt the goalie has, how far is he kicking it. And you can actually get an idea of, you know, 33 yards, you know, to the tee there.
That time Crow's kick got out to about the 30, picked up there by Gillespie-Litchfield. This is Jeremy Yakana making a man miss middle of the field. Then his pass is deflected back, corralled there by Ian Davis. And Gillespie gets it out to midfield, sent right back into the Carthenville into the field and controlled there by Udinski. On the far sideline now with the handle for the Cavaliers. Able to keep it in play. Now Gillespie has control at the 20. That ball is deflected out by Gavin Norwood, I believe. And they will continue playing. It's hard to tell on the far side of the field there, John, where the actual out-of-bounds marker is.
Yeah, you're with the sideline, it's nice at least where the players are at for football. If you're past the color, you're out-of-bounds, essentially.
Carthenville on the control here. We are just about 3 minutes into this ball game here at the Carthenville Sports Complex. This brand new turf field at Carthenville, and it is slick. John, we both had a chance to walk around on it before the game, and I think you came away maybe just a tad bit jealous.
Yeah, I've said before, I'm both happy for the kids get to play on it, and jealous that I didn't have the opportunity. It's beautiful.
It is just an immaculate field here, and they got it together so quickly. And yeah, it is going to serve the community of Carthenville for a long, long time here. As Udinski jarred it loose at midfield, then Yakana takes it right back. He moves it forward, kept in play over there on the far sideline as Gillespie-Litchfield with the handle. Now Carthenville has possession. They're going to clear it out close to midfield, but it's cut off there by the Miners. Now on the move forward is Spencer Hale for Gillespie. He works inside of the 20. He's met there by Caden Barkley. Ball's knocked away, and the Cavaliers bring it out. Bringing it up the near side of the field. That was Zayden Reese for Carthenville. Gets it off to Park now. He will handle about the 35. He's going to make
Excellent ball. Nice lead pass.
That's
Tyler Summers. He's a freshman, and it's someone Coach Johnson has spoken very highly of.
On the handle over there, that's Chase Pointer, I do believe, and that ball's deflected out. Good job by Gillespie to stop the forward momentum. 36 minutes to play here in the first half, and so far early, John, it's been, it seems, Carthenville more on the offensive attack than Gillespie.
Yeah, absolutely. They're knocking on the doorstep, it seems like.
A throw-in, and Udinski puts it in for the Cavaliers at the 35-49 mark, and that was off of a throw-in off that far side of the field.
Yeah, right on cue, Triton Park to Levi Udinski, and those two are work well together, and that was an excellent finish by Levi.
That goal by Levi Udinski brought to you by Heinz Furniture in Carthenville, offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. So just like that, Carthenville on the board, and what I think that's Udinski's already fifth goal of the year.
Yeah, he's an outstanding player, and he actually got the first points on the turf for game number one for Carlinville, and that's exciting to have that done and be the guy who did that. That could be a long-time claim to fame.
Yeah, he'll be talking about that 35 years from now. Miners had it in the middle of the field. That's knocked away there by Asher Barber, and then the Miners able to get it back. They're right on their sideline in front of their own bench. Ball's deflected off the chest of a Miner. Now Gillespie corralling on that far side is going to be knocked out of play. And let's see, I think it'll be a Gillespie throw-in over there. Thanks to our sponsors making this game possible, Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavvy soccer team, and thanks to Pete Summers for the sponsorship there. The throw-in goes right to midfield, takes a high hop there. Caden Barkley had it, lost control. Now he maintains and gets it back. Going to give a lead pass down inside the 30-yard line. Kicked out of there by Nolan Hayes for Gillespie. Now the Cavaliers moving forward with Triton Park. He's handling inside of the 10 now. And he's going to be met there by a host of Gillespie defenders. They cut him off. They do a good job to keep the ball in play. Now Park gets it back. Weaves his way through three, but Yakana jars it loose. And now Gillespie cannot clear. It's deflected off the chest of Zayden Reese out of bounds. And it'll be a throw-in for Gillespie Litchfield. Yakana was going to do it. Instead, he will dump it off to his teammate, Camden Corton, in a violation there.
Yeah, foul throw. They got to bring the ball back all the way behind their head. And sometimes in haste, you'll have a player that just kind of brings it above their forehead or right above their head and just kind of drops it down. So a violation there. And Cavvy throw-in as a result.
6 minutes into the ball game, Carthenville leading 1-0. And, John Reed, your early impressions of this ball game so far?
Well, I think Gillespie, you know, they want to get Jerry Akana involved, and they don't really necessarily want him to be all the way in the back. So I think he's dropping back to help try to get the defense coordinated here. The goal was a breakdown of basically not matching up with, you know, defenders matching up with offense. So just better shape and then getting to play the game they want to play.
A nice save just made by Cameron Crow. That was, I think, Triton Park put it right on goal, and Crow was able to turn it away. But Carlinville right back on the offensive attack here. And another throw-in for Gillespie. That ball was almost cut off, but instead it gets behind Carlinville momentarily, but then the Cavaliers able to recover and get the ball back out to midfield. Now Udinski has it on the fly. Let's see if Levi can make something happen here at the 30. Nice little lead pass forward. And who will be first to it? The Cavaliers there, but Cameron Crow, another nice move there. Deflected it with his foot straight up in the air, and he will corral it now and have the goalie kick.
Yeah, good pass through ball by Levi Udinski, and then Carter Mavis with a good shot on frame. Good save by the keeper.
And he will boom it down the middle of the field. Takes a high hop, a nice turf hop there at midfield.
Yeah, that's one thing watching this ball. It's great because it's so predictable. On a through ball, the guys don't necessarily have to handle it with their feet or get aggressive getting the ball at their feet. They can let it roll because they know it's going to roll true.
And I remember Tim Johnson mentioning when they came out here at one of the first practices, it was windy enough they couldn't even hardly get the ball to sit still because the field was so fine. No such problems with that here this evening. new soccer ball into play here as Carlinville will have possession. It'll be Caden Barkley on the throw-in. That'll get up the near sideline, intercepted there by Camden Corton for Gillespie. And his pass is deflected out, so another throw-in for Carlinville. It'll be Barkley again. Nice little move there with the ball. Put it up over the defender, Luke Davis. Now on the handle, Park. He had it knocked away. Good job in there. I think that was Davis again. And it's deflected out. We played about 8 minutes. Carlinville leading 1-0 on the goal by Levi Udinski. And Gillespie hasn't really had a good offensive push here yet in this ball game, as that's kicked out of play by Zayden Reese.
And there's a good amount of credit that goes to the Carnival defense right now with the four defenders in the back. They are maintaining, you know, proper shape and then getting the ball and getting it to each other's feet very quickly. So any counterattack that comes from Gillespie right now, Carnival's been able to subdue very quickly.
Thanks to our soccer sponsors, H&R Block in Litchfield and Carlinville. Taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. Thanks to Brett and Shelby Crow. We're about 10 minutes into this first half. First game of the year for Gillespie Litchfield. And how much are you concerned about conditioning for a team in their first game of the year, especially with the different circumstances of this COVID season?
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt, especially in the high school season, as the season goes on, there's just no replacing game fitness and just playing games. So that's where, like we said, it's a bit of a disadvantage for Carnival playing a back-to-back. Of course, they're young, healthy high schoolers who bounce back quickly, but also at the same time, Gillespie doesn't have that game fitness yet. Regardless of what you do in practice, it's just hard to emulate.
And, you know, just like watching the basketball games over this COVID season, the masks, really, you don't even notice them out there. They're just a non-factor.
Yeah.
Yakana controls it with his chest, able to keep it in play, works it backwards. Gets it off to Nolan Hayes. He clears it down the middle of the field, picked up there by Drake Gasperson. Now he's on the attack, but he lost the handle, and it's going to be corralled by Asher Barber for Carlinville. He lost it momentarily, but again, the Cavies quickly maintain possession and push it towards midfield.
And you see Carnival defensively, when they're getting the ball, they're not just banging it down the field. They're actually controlling it. They're finding their outlet and trying to run their offense up the field.
Gillespie just having a hard time getting the ball into their offensive zone. That ball's put out of play on the Gillespie bench, and it'll be a throw-in for the Gillespie-Litchfield co-op. Or perhaps not. They threw it in, but then they kicked it right back out. It'll be a Carlinville throw-in. At midfield, picked up there by Gavin Norwood. He tried to play it backwards. Yakana was right there to take it away. Now Jerry Yakana, some fancy dribbling through the middle of the field. But then he ran into three different black shirts and lost the ball.
Yeah, you're going to see, because he's the most dangerous Gillespie player, that the Carnival players, I'm sure, have been coached properly to really flock to him as soon as he gets the ball. So you're seeing three or four Carnival players get to him immediately when he gets the ball.
Udinski was on the attack again there, let it fly from just outside the 18-foot box, it looked like, with his left foot, right on goal, but Crow with the easy save. Gillespie handling up the far side of the field, but again, Carlinville there to turn it away. Now they will have a lead pass. Contact there on the far side. Out of bounds it goes, and it will be Carlinville ball on the throw-in. 28.5 minutes, first half. 1-0 Carlinville, thanks to Levi Udinski. And they've said that a lot over the years.
Yeah, and here we are with a similar situation to the first goal. There's Triton in the same place, big throw to the box.
Out of that southeast corner, and it scoots across the goal line, and Crow on the hustle, able to get it with the slide. Boy, and I would imagine if you're a keeper, that's a scary situation there.
Well, you know, and Triton's got a strong enough throw there that they're basically treating it like a corner kick, essentially. So not a corner kick yet in this game, but there might as well be two or three with the throw-ins.
Ian Bethard, the header initially, then he's able to control with the right foot, gets it ahead. And now the ball is lost there, picked up by Yakana. He's going to lead it a little bit too far and able to put it back in the Carlinville offensive zone was Bethard. He gets it away to Tyler Summers. A few of the Cavaliers, different jersey numbers with these new black jerseys, but a player will always change their number, John, when they're getting a slick-looking uniform like
that. Yes, right, they don't care. Could be blank on the ball.
Summers, a quick throw in here, but it didn't quite get to the intended target, but a nice job there by Triton Park to win the one-on-one battle. Clears it middle and just missed the foot of Carter Mabus there.
Beautiful pass by Triton. And that's, again, he's strong with his left, but strong with his right as well. And when they're cutting off his left, he's playing to his right and slotted a great pass there in the middle for his teammate.
Cronville continuing to attack here. Crow with the dive makes another save there. And Cameron Crow under assault right now. Here's Park. Had it deflected out. Nice piece of defense there. I think that was Luke Davis who was able to get in front. We're going to get our first corner now?
Yes, sir.
It'll come at the 26-and-a-half mark of the first half of play. And so, Gillespie, what are they looking for here to try to make it as hard as they can on Carlinville?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple different ways to do this. You can man up on a offender, or you can kind of play a zone and wait till they come to your zone. But it looked like they were in a zone formation there initially. And, of course, Triton again with that left foot. There's in-swingers and out-swingers depending on if you're right-footed or left-footed. And there from the corner, Triton, that's an in-swinger where it's curving towards the goal as he kicks the ball.
And it wound up going right over the top of the goal. So it'll be Gillespie ball here as Crow set to put his foot to it. Line drive deflected by Udinski at about the 25-yard line. And again, Carlinville on control here with Carter Mabus. Mabus lost the handle. Pass finds its way up the far sideline. Kendon Longwell there, and he will dump it down. And for the first time, the ball is on the Carlinville end of the field, but Will Meyer able to push it back quickly. But now Yakana has picked the ball off, and he's going to make a move here. Runs into two black shirts, cut off, lost possession. And, boy, there's that Carlinville defense again.
Yes, yes, and that's a little insight there with Will Meyer and his ability to come out of that goal and use good discretion when he comes out, but also handle the ball comfortably. If you've got a goalie who doesn't trust his or her feet, it's not 11-v-11, it's 10-v-11. And in that case, Will can space the field because he's comfortable with his feet.
And he'll get to use his feet right here. So he'll have the free kick set to come, I think.
I don't know if it's offsides or a foul call. I think it was a foul call.
Two officials here patrolling the boys' soccer match between Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op and Carlinville and the beautiful new turf here at CHS. And I knew it was going to look good, but, man, I can't even believe how good it actually looks, especially under the lights.
Yeah.
The big CHS in midfield. They got the blue end zones, Cavaliers in white block lettering in both end zones here. Handling near side, that was Spencer Hale for Gillespie, and he had the ball deflected out. Boy, and it has to be frustrating for Gillespie-Litchfield just a little bit. There's just no space. Everywhere you turn, there's a one or two defenders right in front of you.
That's right. That's right. And it's feeling a little bit hopeless up top right now because they're having a hard time getting their players up to that back line of Carlinville. And so Carlinville's got some buffer to spare when they do try to play it up the field.
So the throw-in goes to Levi Udinski, and he's going to work backwards a little bit, left it back, then the ball is turned over. Contact as Yakana got upended there. And Will Meyer winds up with the ball, and he will give a high kick right down the middle of the field. Takes a bounce away from Triton Park, and now Park has it right back. He's got a one-on-two. Can he get by? He does, but now he lost the handle ever so slightly. He will slow it up inside of the 10-yard line. Now on the handle against some nifty dribbling, centers it middle, and a shot right on goal. Crow with another nice save, and Cameron Crow being tested.
Excellent save. Excellent setup by Triton, though, man. He took that all the way down several cuts and put that right on the foot of another teammate.
Our boys' soccer special broadcast brought to you in part by Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm with offices in Carlinville and Gillespie. Experience and dedication. That kind of sums up both these soccer coaches, too, experience and dedication. On the attack here is Summers. Contact.
And he looks like he's going to call that just outside the penalty box.
Summers a little slow to his feet, but he's up.
Where the contact starts as opposed to where the man lands.
Okay.
But this is a great opportunity for a free kick for Carlinville. You're 19, 20 yards out from the goal. Of course, Gillespie's going to have to give him 10 as far as space, and you'll see Levi probably try to put this on frame.
A three-man wall set up in front of Udinski, and I would imagine that's always an unsettling feeling.
Yeah.
You go into protection mode.
And I'm curious to see what Tyler did. It looks like Tyler Summers is going to maybe be on that side of the wall, either for a through ball. Looks like he peels off now.
Udinski going for that lower left corner, put it on goal. Another nice save by Cameron Crow. He has been busy. He will roll it out now, right on target to his man. Good lead pass. Taken down the far right side of the field, but picked up there by Carthenville. And the Cavaliers have possession back deep in their own end here. They will clear out middle of the field. Now Summers has it at midfield, and he's maybe looking to push a little bit here. Surveying with his right foot, he will put it right into the middle of the field off the chest of Udinski. Levi with the race. Him and Crow gets the ball at the same time. Collision, and Levi Udinski is down.
Yeah, I think everything clean there. Just a good 50-50 ball, and Levi and the keeper got there at the same time, and Levi looks like he took the worst of it, but an excellent job by both guys playing clean. And you're seeing that as they're coming down the field, that backside guy, that backside diagonal is available. That through ball is going to be there if they can connect on it.
Our soccer coverage is brought to you in part by Dingers in Gillespie and On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout, thanks to Adam Tallman, and by Advanced Eye Care with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln. Modern eye care, old-fashioned caring, and thanks to Dr. John Reed.
Happy to be here. Happy to support local sports. WSMI does a fantastic job, and really excited to hear soccer on the radio again. This is great.
It's been a while since we've had soccer on. 07 is the last game I know for sure that we had on. And you want to talk about like the kids that are playing now versus what they were doing in 2007.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
That's right. Now, obviously, you know, this is an exciting game anyway. It's under the lights. It's on the turf. It's Carnival Gillespie. But the opportunity for it to be on the radio, too, as a high schooler, that jazzes you up even more. So it's great.
Udinski is up on his feet now. He's got a little hitch in his giddy-up as he's being led towards the sideline. Both benches on the far side of the field here with what would be the visiting sideline if you were here for a football game. And we'll have football on the radio, believe it or not, Friday night. So it's so strange with these COVID seasons and all the different overlap that we've had. We're used to having boys soccer and football going on at the same time, but it's usually just fall.
Yeah, this is going to be really strange with a season that gets warmer as you go versus a season that gets colder as
yes.
you go, which I think that'll do a lot of positive for some time with the season as it wears on. It feels like the season is wearing on, but with warmer weather, it may keep them energized throughout.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get in the month of March, and it has not been real pleasant here the last few days. So it's going to be a Carthenville corner kick here. What, this will be their second corner, I think, of the ball game.
Yeah, another corner that benefits a left-footed kicker, and Triton in there again with an in-swinger. He'll do his best to drop it in just outside the six and see if Carnival can get a head or a foot on it.
He put it right on line, but it was a lot of congestion in there, and Gillespie able to clear it out, and then the shot. That field goal is good right through the uprights.
That's right, up and good.
21 minutes for the first half. Carthenville leading 1-0 on a goal by Levi Udinski. That came at the 35-49 mark. And Carthenville has had a number of good scoring opportunities in this first half.
Yeah, despite the onslaught, though, you got to give Gillespie credit. Cameron Crow is doing an excellent job keeping them in the game, along with the defense. And just how long they can keep it up, I don't know.
He's been busier than John Overticchio would have liked him to be here.
That's right.
In the early stages. Of course, two extremely well-coached teams here. John Overticchio with the Gillespie Litchfield Co-op. Tim Johnson, of course, boys and girls coach here for Carthenville. And this Gillespie Litchfield Co-op, 10 of the 15 are from Litchfield. But they wear Gillespie across their chest. I thought about if I should call them like the Purple Miners or something, but I decided against it because, well, it says Gillespie on the uniform, so.
Yeah.
Halfway through the first half, it'll be a throw-in for Zayden Reese just inside of midfield. He could not get it over the head that time of Camden Corton. He was able to deflect it, and then Yakina, able to control momentarily, gets it back off to Corton. And then two Carthenville defenders meet Gillespie right at the point of attack as the Cavaliers again in the Gillespie offensive zone.
There's that long diagonal again.
Nice.
Great ball.
Nice clear for Park, right on goal again, and Crow another save. But another nice crossing pass, and boy, Cronville's been doing that here the last several minutes. A lot of crosses that are in prime scoring position. That's kicked out, and it'll be Carlton-DeVille ball with the throw-in at midfield. Boy, the beauty of soccer is just the free-flowing nature of the game. It's just nice to see constant movement and action.
Yeah, fitness. These guys, like you said, with Gillespie, with their first game action, you know, they're both gonna feel it. But this has been nonstop for sure.
Well, Carlinville has really controlled the pace of this game, it would seem to me, John.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, Gillespie though is definitely finding each other's feet a lot more and kind of figuring that out as we've gone.
As Yakina cleared it up the middle of the field, but it's deflected away and picked up there by Carlinville. That'll be Matt Dunn on the handle. Then he has it taken away by Yakina. He will clear it ahead. Racing after it was Spencer Hale. He couldn't get there quite in time. He's trying to say Carlinville was the last to touch. And he was correct. It'll be a throw-in for Gillespie. This is the deepest they've been in Carlinville territory here with possession. Gets into the middle of the field. Yakina has it on his foot, then lost it. Now the Cavaliers are able to bring it out with Park in midfield, and he's got a little space stop right now. Nice move cutting back mid. Tried to clear it, put it up ahead, but it was deflected away. But the Cavaliers, again, able to get the ball right back.
And, again, controlling possession, not just banging it back in. Keeping it at their feet, making space, finding each other that way.
Yeah, when you have possession of that ball, everything is just a little calmer for you, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it allows you to get your shape and be in the right place for your teammates.
It's a 1-0 Carlinville lead. And, boy, if Gillespie could find a way to keep it a one or even get an answer here as before this first half goes, they will have all sorts of momentum in this ballgame.
Yeah, really. You know, Carnival's outplayed them, but only one goal to show for it.
Cavaliers have it deep in the offensive end, but Gillespie able to fight and win possession of that 50-50 ball. But again, their clearing pass goes awry, deflected back by Carlinville, and the Cavaliers have it in the 18, and another shot on goal, and another nice save by Crow right into his hands. High kick right down the middle of the field, hit there by Barber.
And what you're seeing there, Tim, is that number 9, this Nolan Hayes senior for Gillespie Litchfield, just excellent job. And kind of picking up what Carnival's trying to do and being able to shut that down.
Carnival lost the handle. Yakina picked it up, and then he was tripped up. And we're going to get a foul on Carlinville. So this will be a free kick for Gillespie in what will be about their best scoring position of the half.
Yeah, 25 yards out. You know, we had talked about this earlier when Carnival had the opportunity and Levi went ahead and put it on frame, and I wouldn't be surprised if Gillespie does the same. We'll see if Will's up to the task here. The referee is bringing the player almost over to the sideline there, so they may treat it more kind of like a corner kick where he'll try to drop it midway through the box and see if somebody can get a foot or head on it.
So it'll be Nate Fetter to put his foot to it for Gillespie. He's lined up with a 3-man wall about 10 yards in front of him. Puts the right foot to it, gets it over the wall, curves it on top of the net. So we had it online, just a little high.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be that close to put it on top of the net without on frame. And you see Will there setting up the wall with the 3 Carlinville defenders, and essentially they're taking his lead, left, right, you know, wherever he's positioned properly so that they can account for some portion of blockage of the goal, and he's got the rest.
He puts him where he wants him, doesn't he? He's the traffic cop, I guess,
yeah. Sure.
Carlinville, long pass out to midfield, picked up there by Park, and then it's going to be deflected out as he was met by Camden Corton. A quick throw-in for Gillespie Litchfield now, as Spencer Hale was adjusting his mask and then controlling the ball with his body all at the same time. And that's the one nice thing, I guess, with soccer and the mask. You can still fix your mask and still play the game.
That's right. You don't need your hands.
No. Throw-in here for Hale. In deep on the Carlinville end, but the throw-in is picked up by Carlinville. Collision there between Park and, I think that was Bader. No one worse for the wear there. It's Carlinville clears it out deep into their offensive end. Racing back is Gillespie. They just kick it out. Was that more of a defensive kick out there?
Yeah, just anything but the middle, high and wide, and that's exactly what he did. And get his defense an opportunity to come back here and collect.
14 and a half minutes for the first half. It's 1-0 Carlinville, the goal by Levi Udinski. And Carlinville's had, what do you think, John, at least four or five other shots that were right there.
Yeah, some excellent opportunities.
Might have a substitution over there for Carlinville.
I can't tell if it's like
Gavin Norwood came out, but I did not see who came onto the field for Carlinville.
I think that's Carter Mavis, number 10, senior Carter Mavis.
He had been in the starting lineup the last game for Carlinville, so he's onto the field here with 13:50 to play in the first half. He throws it in down towards the Gillespie goal, deflected out. And it's going to stay with the Cavaliers.
Corner kick. So you're seeing Asher Barber now with a right foot from the other side for the same goal of the in-swing corner kick.
It should be from the southeast corner for the Cavaliers. It's put out near the six there. Deflected away by Gillespie. Yakina tries to clear it out, and he does so as he got it ahead too. That was Osborne, I think. But now Park has it right back for Carlinville. He wants to put his right foot into it. Man, he drilled that puppy. And Crow, with his hands, just knocked it down. Man, that thing had some steam on
it. Yeah, Cameron stole two from Triton so far, for sure. Excellent saves. And that was his right foot. I don't mean to keep talking about his left foot like he doesn't have a right. That was excellent.
Gillespie has it at midfield, and again, Cameron Crow keeping Gillespie-Litchfield in this game, 12:40 for the first half. It's only 1-0 Carlinville. It could easily be 4 or 5-0, if not for Cameron Crow, as the shoe comes off of Anthony Bader there. He'll quickly get that unlaced and put on. But it's always harder to put your shoe on and tie it, too, in the middle of a game, you know?
It's cute when you're five. It's annoying when you're in high school.
Yeah, you don't get credit for tying your shoe by the time you're
in
high school.
Usually there's a parent out there right now.
He's got it laced back up. And the throw in for Carlinville and Caden Barkley throws it right into the chest of Spencer Hale for Gillespie. But then his pass is picked off by Mavis. But now Yakina has it. He makes a man miss. That was Barkley. And here comes Jerry Yakina. Deflected. That was a nice job by Mavis, I think, to slow up Yakina. But Gillespie still has the ball now on the attack. That is Spencer Hale, met there by Barkley, and Barkley able to get it out of there. So a Gillespie throw in here. It'll be Nate Fetter, 11 and a half minutes for the first half of play. Some Gillespie substitutions. Looks like Kendon Longwell is coming onto the field, and also I think Ian Davis is on.
You're starting to see Gillespie, though, on these when they're on the offensive end. It's not two or three guys taking on four or five Cavaliers. They're starting to get their shape properly so that they have a better chance when they get up there offensively.
Here comes Carlinville on the attack. That is Park again. That one might have been wide right, but Crow able to come in.
Yeah, he's about 25 out on that, but I applaud Triton for, you know, what he's learned about Cameron so far is if he's going high, Cameron's making the save. So not a bad idea to try to go low and see what kind of success you have there.
Carlinville plays it back to their keeper, Will Meyer. Now the Cavies will bring it out near midfield. Picked up there by Gillespie. As the Miners lose possession, Carlinville has it back. Onto the foot of Matt Dunn it goes. And Gillespie able to maintain. A lot of action in the midfield here. As Carlinville able to get a lead pass, but then the Gillespie defender on the backside, I guess that's his job right there.
That's right. Slow it down. Give yourself an opportunity to get everybody back.
A throw in for Carlinville. Gillespie had it, lost it, and now the Cavaliers looking to attack. I think that was done. He went right into four different white shirts, wound up on the ground, lost the ball. But are we going to get a foul? Got a stoppage. The official walking in. It's going to be a free kick for Carlinville.
And again, this is similar to Levi's free kick, just on the other side of the field, about 20 yards out, and this will be Triton Park to take it.
He's on the left side. So would you anticipate him using his left foot here, I would imagine?
Yeah, I think he'll probably – I don't think he's going to be able to go around the wall, but up and over the wall and maybe drop it in the far post here, far post side.
puts his foot to it, and Crow, another save. It was on goal. He had to knock it back towards his own goal. Dangerous for a moment. Ball is loose there, being handled by Zayden Reese, knocked out back of the end zone behind the goal, and it will be Gillespie possession here.
And Cameron giving his team a little bit of time to get up the field, catch their breath, get their shape. No rush on the goal kick.
9 minutes for the first half, a 1-0 Carlinville lead. Listening to this WSMI Sports Special, Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106. On the attack now, Will Meyer comes out of the box. He will corral it for Carlinville. He's going to heave it down the field. Gets through the legs of one of the Gillespie players. Oh, that was Corton. If he would have handled that cleanly, he might have had a move.
Yeah. They've definitely put together more effective offensive attacks for sure.
Throw in for Carlinville. As it comes up the near side and goes out of bounds, rolls across the track. Throw in for Carlinville and Zayden Reese. He will just get it right into park.
Yeah, he did the same infraction that we had earlier from a Gillespie player.
He's getting the indication from the official right now, didn't have it high enough over his head.
You can't touch past it, yeah.
So Gillespie has the ball now. Here comes Yakina, handling it midfield, makes one defender miss. Some fancy handles there, runs into the back of one Carlinville defender, right through him. Now Yakina on the move at the 10. Can he make the man miss? No, good defense in there for Carlinville and Brody Harris. It must be a big game. Darren Deneve has made his way up into the press box. 7.5 minutes for the first half here. Carlinville leading 1-0 on the goal by Levi Udinski. That came with a 35-49 mark. Here's Yakina. Had it taken away. Nice defense in there by Caden Barkley. Boy, talk about a defender's mindset there when you see a player like Yakina on the attack.
Yeah, it feels inevitable. You know, Carmel's going to do the best, obviously, to keep him out of the goal the entire game, but Yakina's knocking at the door. He really is. That whole group, and that last play, there was more like a 3-on-1, so excellent job by Carmel to fend it off.
That's John Reed. I'm Tim Mize here at the Carlinville Sports Complex for this WSMI Sports Special of Boys High School Soccer. Carlinville leading the Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op 1-0, 6:45 for the first half. As Carlinville with possession on the Gillespie end of the field, but now the Miners able to get possession back. And a collision over there on the far side. Ball is jarred loose, and it's open in the middle of the field here. Yakina going to be the first to it for Gillespie. He'll play with his left foot down towards Spencer Hale. He's met there by Barkley, and the ball's kicked out.
And it's easier said than done when you're sitting in the press box, and we're not fatigued, but the guys on the field, when Yakina does get the ball, the biggest thing is just to contain him, keep him, stay in between him and the goal. Just don't let him beat you. You don't have to dive, and don't give him too much space at the same time.
Hale lost the handle, and Yakina able to body up Reese over there. Good physical play there. Yakina comes out with the ball. His pass is deflected right back to him. With his left foot, he tries to play it to Hale, and that is going to go awry out of bounds. And it'll be a Carlinville throw-in with just inside of 6 minutes for the first half. You know, we thought Caden Barkley was going to throw in from the sideline. Instead, they're going to play it back to the keeper, Will Meyer. He will set it down for the free kick, and he'll just play it short as Cromwell looking for possession here. Onto the foot of Reese. He tried to play it back to Barkley, and I guess just miscommunication there.
Yeah, and that's, again, their effort to play feet-to-feet. Yakina, smart play. You can't be offsides on the throw-in, so he went ahead and moved up the field to get as much advantage as possible.
Here's Yakina with his left on the cross. Just took maybe a late hop. Scooted off the foot that time of Nolan Hayes. Here comes Carlinville on the attack. Now middle of the field to Levi Udinski. He got dinged earlier in the ball game, but showing no ill effects now. Long cross across the field. Going to be picked up there by Triton Park. Triton, some fancy handles midfield. Then has it taken away briefly by Corton. Then Park on the dive gets it back, but now Gillespie on the move, pressing forward. They clear it ahead, but it's going to go right to Will Meyer.
You know, the other disadvantage that Gillespie has, in addition to this being their first game of the year, also the fact that they're playing on turf. I don't know how much they've played on turf at all, and you're seeing Glisby on the attacks with wanting to play a through ball, those guys are going to learn as they play this game that they have to weight it differently. They're hitting it too hard because you're used to grass, and that's the proper speed for grass. But on the turf where it rolls for days, it's getting away from there every time. And Will knows that, and he's cleaning it up nicely.
Boy, yeah, if you're Glisby Litchfield, that's one of those adjustments. Until you see it firsthand, you really can't anticipate it.
That's right. And you'll see they'll adjust as this game goes on for sure, and they'll realize that they're playing it too hard unintentionally, not knowing that turf is going to roll like that.
Far side of the field, Glisby able to maintain possession. It's a fight for the ball on that far sideline. Miners come out with it. Pass deflected. It's going to be out of bounds, and a Carlinville throw-in. They move quickly now towards midfield.
Yeah, this is where I'd like to see Carnival switch the field more. In other words, they're coming up one side of the field and just totally transition the other side of the field. And Tyler is doing that slowly. Tyler Summers is doing that slowly, but just a big switch because they're getting Glisby to suck to one side, and if they could switch the field, they may have more room to work.
Here's Glisby. They drive it down the middle of the field, but right back there is Ian Bethard to send it back the Carlinville way. 1-0 Cavies lead, 3 minutes for the first half. And on that far sideline, it's going to be a Glisby throw-in. For the three-minute mark here, if Glisby could find a way to hit the back of the net, man, would they have all sorts of momentum going into the locker room. Yakina lost the ball there, tried to go through about three different black shirts. And Carlinville able to thwart the opportunity. Throw in for Glisby. They tried to find Yakina there. And Carlinville's done a good job, really, for the most part, to always have multiple bodies around Jerry Yakina. What did you say, 26 goals last year?
Yeah. Outstanding. First-team All-Conference, second-team All-Conference his freshman year. He's only a junior. And what I've seen from him tonight, it's the first time I've seen him play, but we saw a pretty good left a moment ago. I don't really know if he's right or left dominant, but pretty good left a moment ago. And just a few times we've seen him up in the air, it's scary. If Glisby finds himself with a corner kick and he can get up in the air, he might be able to get ahead on. I don't know how he scored those 26 goals, but I wouldn't be surprised if several came from his head.
Elijah Suttles lost the handle there for Carlinville, so it'll be long to Glisby. Nolan Hayes on the throw-in, threw it over his intended target, Spencer Hale, as the Cavaliers able to pick it off, but then their lead pass is too far, corralled by Nate Fetter for Glisby. More action in the midfield here. Takes a high turf hop there as Suttles battling with Fetter. As Park lost the ball off his foot, now a scrum for it there. Picked up with the left foot of Caden Barkley. He works down the center. Barkley had it jarred loose, played ahead. Now the ball onto the foot of Elijah Summers. He will dump it down to Triton Park on that right side, coming into the box and deflected out. Looked like that was Nolan Hayes.
Yeah, he's coming up big. He's really timing things a lot better, and he's made things more difficult for Triton for sure.
We're nearing the final minute of the first half here. 1-0, Carlinville with the lead.
Another left foot and corner kick for Triton.
Park put that one right into the side of the goal.
And occasionally you can get a keeper who's cheating out. You know, you want to play that ball to about the PK spot, which is about 12 yards out from the goal line. And if you get a keeper that's cheating out a little bit, anticipating that, you can sneak one past him on the goal. I don't know if that's what Triton was trying to do that time or not. He may just be dog tired.
Well, that would be understandable, wouldn't it? He has been real aggressive here in this first half. He's going to put his left foot to that one for about 30 yards out. That clank off the upright. Talk about the energy you use when you're constantly attacking on the offensive end like that, like Triton has been here in this first half.
Yeah, you see him hands on his knees now. He's feeling it, and in 10 seconds he can relax. He needs it.
Crow, who had a nice half for Glisby Litchfield, lines it down the middle of the field. It's going to be driven down. Park has it, and that will be the first half. A very entertaining first half here at the Carlinville Sports Complex. Just one goal scored courtesy of Levi Udinski. And at the half, it is Carlinville leading Glisby Litchfield 1-0. You're listening to this WSMI Sports Special, Boys High School Soccer on WSMI.
Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106, brought to you in part by Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavvy Soccer Team. H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. By Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. By Dingers in Gillespie and On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout. And by Advanced Eye Care with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln, modern eye care, old-fashioned caring. This is Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Tim Mize, John Reed back here in the press box at Carthenville High School, the Carthenville Sports Complex, and this turf field, first time I'm seeing it in person, it just looks gorgeous under the lights here, just perfectly painted up. And when you walk in, you see the list of donors and sponsors that made it possible. And, John, I see you were on the committee that was part of this. And just talk a little bit. I mean, obviously, there were a lot of steps that were involved to getting to this point we are now.
Yeah, I was fortunate to be a part of that. And honestly, I kind of tried to invite myself to that party. I had spoken about it originally with Dr. Craig Taberzi, and I just thought it was such a great thing that we were trying to do for our community. And, you know, all credit goes to, or if not all credit, most credit goes to Don Borgini, yeah, and just really spearheaded that. And, you know, he has said before that he observed all the activities that took place in a high school gymnasium and thought of the football field as the outdoor gymnasium. And why can't we have, you know, a center of action on the outside as well? And it's really neat to see it here to fruition. There was a model that was taken similar to what Taylorville had done in their community with in-kind services and donations in labor and time and materials and money, of course, from the community. And you know, you've got the donors here on the side, and Hayes Excavating is one that I think about that did so much for the program as well. And it's really neat to see this field. And like I said earlier, jealous to not be there myself. It's really nice.
I can't believe how quickly it came together and really how smooth the process was. We all know all the different roadblocks and issues that North Mac ran into trying to get their turf field. You know, they had all sorts of weather issues and other delays, but I think this actually got done ahead of schedule.
Yeah, it ended up being a year ahead of schedule for that matter, you know. but, you know, that was Don Borgini, a dog with a bone, and he was just, you know, that to the outside, yes, you know, it went as seamless as possible, but he was so entrenched in that and so devoted to that. And like I said, it's outstanding to see it being used. And, you know, we were talking about this pregame. This is game number 3 for Carlinville, and this is the third home game they've had. But on the schedule before the season started, it was supposed to be their first home game. Last Thursday's game against Staunton, which inclement weather was in the forecast, and same thing for last night's game against Jerseyville. And that was two times where coaches discussed it, the schools discussed it, and decided to have the game in Carlinville. And you're seeing some of the direct benefits of having a turf field for the athletes and their ability to play PE classes and their ability to be out here, outdoor sports and their ability to practice, but also the effect that it has on, you know, the Carnival economy as people come here to town and watch the game here in Carnival instead of Staunton and Jerseyville, and it's great for the Carnival community as well.
He's John Reed. I'm Tim Mize. You're listening to a WSMI Sports Special of Boys High School Soccer at the half. Carthenville leading the Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op 1-0. Let's take a short break so we can hear from our sponsors who are making this broadcast possible.
Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106, brought to you in part by Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavvy Soccer Team. H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. By Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. By Dingers in Gillespie and On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout. And by Advanced Eye Care with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln, modern eye care, old-fashioned caring. This is Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106.
WSMI FM 106.1.
And thank you so much to all of our sponsors here making this possible. Again, Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavvy soccer team. Thanks to Pete Summers. H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. Thanks to Brett and Shelly Crow. Their son Cameron, by the way, had a nice half of soccer there, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Also, Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. By Dingers and On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout, thanks to Adam Tallman. And by Advanced Eye Care with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln. Modern eye care, old-fashioned caring. And thanks to Dr. John Reed for his sponsorship here of boys high school soccer. The lone goal of the half came with a 35-49 mark, courtesy of Carthenville's Levi Udinski. This Heinz Furniture scoring summary brought to you by Heinz Furniture in Carthenville, offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. And, John, as we say, 1-0 at the half, but, man, it could really be 3-4-5-0, if not for Cameron Crow.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide here which team is happier about that first half. You know, obviously, Carnival's happy to be up 1-0 and be on the scoreboard, but at the same time, all things considered, Gillespie, I think, in some ways has played themselves back into this game. They looked stronger towards the end of the first half than they did at the beginning. They were able to get away with, like I said, some excellent saves by Cameron Crow in the defense, holding things down. And to find themselves only down 1-0 at half, I think Carnival has to be a little bit disappointed that they weren't able to capitalize more on those opportunities. And Gillespie has to be happy that they were able to fend them off and still be in this game.
John, so you played the game at the collegiate level. So what do you think, John Verticchio, what will be the adjustment maybe that he will look to bring to the second half?
Well, unavoidably, you would rather tie it up 1-1. Or lose 2-0, not lose 1-0.
Right.
And so I think you're going to see a more Carlinville or more aggressive approach by Gillespie and more offensive attack. You may see a formation change where Jono finds himself loading up the top a little bit more, and that can go one of two ways, as we know. And like I said, you may see that Carnival has more space and more time and more goals as a result, but Gillespie has to do everything they can to get on the board at the very least.
And if you're Tim Johnson and Carthenville, I guess maybe the exact opposite. You'll be more than happy to win this game 1-0.
Yeah, and you know the way Tim coaches, I don't think he's going to do that yet. You know, I think he feels like they should be on the board more than they are, and he will continue with that. I think the biggest thing for him is keeping people fresh. That's a little bit of gamesmanship, of slowing down the game as far as substitutions and running that clock a little bit, but at the same time making sure that there's no excuses for why Gillespie steals one if they get a goal as far as a tired player on the field.
As we look at some of the smaller things in that first half, I don't think Gillespie-Litchfield had a corner. I think Carlinville wound up with maybe three corners. They didn't score off any of them, but, man, they put a lot of balls on Cameron Crow in that first half.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the beginning of the half versus the second half of the first half, you kind of saw some difference, and that's unfortunately where Levi went down. He came back in that game, but like you said, he may be a little bit more hobbled than he was when he started the game, because it's enough for them to deal with Triton Park, let alone deal with Levi Udinski as well, and the two and their ability to play off each other. And you're seeing excellent things from the freshman Tyler Summers, and they're really pushing it up the field. Carter Mavis has found himself in there, and they're doing what they can. They're doing an excellent job.
And just from my untrained eye, Triton Park, he had quite the half. It was left foot, right foot, just solid strike after solid strike.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to guard him by any means. He wears me out just watching him.
He will be a handful for Gillespie-Litchfield in the second half. 1-0, Carthenville leading, courtesy of Levi Udinski's goal at the 35-49 mark of the first half. We're just about set for the second half. We'll take a break so we can hear from our sponsors that have made this WSMI Sports Special possible.
Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106, brought to you in part by Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavvy soccer team. H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. By Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. By Dingers in Gillespie and on the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout. And by Advanced Eye Care, with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln, Modern Eye Care, old-fashioned caring. This is Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Hey, Fighting Illini basketball, first round of the NCAA tournament, Illinois and Drexel, the 1-16 matchup, 12-15 tip, 11 o'clock with the pregame on WAOX 105.3 The Ox Friday. Then Friday night, Carlinville at Greenville, football live at 6:45, Hillsboro at Roxana will follow at 9, both high school football games Friday night right here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And we are underway in the second half as Gillespie a little errant with the ball there. It'll be a Carlinville throw-in from midfield. That's Asher Barber. Gets it near sideline. Here comes that man again, Triton Park. Gets through the defender somehow, puts it on goal, and Crow was right there again. He had an awkward angle that time and was able just to center it up, hoping that I guess it would bounce off Crow and maybe present something for a teammate.
Yeah.
Gillespie clears it down the field, but is picked up there by Barber. Now Yakina keeps it in play momentarily, deflects it off of a Carlinville player, so it'll be Gillespie on the throw-in. That's Gasperson. He gets it in to Fetter. That pass back to Ian Davis is stolen away, and here come the Cavaliers. This is Summers over there. That ball scoots away from him off his left foot. And Gillespie will have it on the throw-in. Just underway, second half. There's a header by Asher Barber in Carlinville in the black jerseys. These are brand new jerseys for the Cavaliers.
Sleeves and everything. That's great.
Perfect for tonight with
yeah,
the sleeves.
Yeah, that's great.
I guess they got black socks coming, but they're not here yet, so they're sporting their normal blue socks. You know, I always say, John, you look good, you play good. That's just
that's
how that
right.
works.
That's right. A little bit of confidence that way.
Here's Will Meyer. Hit softly to him. He just plays it right back out. When thinking about the two keepers here, Cameron Crow has been very busy, and Will Meyer has really only had to make a couple of plays.
Yeah, he really hasn't even hardly had to use his hands yet up to this point, just primarily his feet.
When Crow, he's used his hands on a number of saves that look like they were ticketed for the back of the net. So Carlinville ball here. 37-45 for the ball game. Summers on the throw-in. Can't get it over the top of Gillespie that time. It's deflected out. I think that was Leo Page on the deflection.
We talked about halftime adjustments. It doesn't look like Gillespie just yet to this point has gone aggressive offensively. You know, Yakina is still dropping back when she's running the length of the field most of the time, but they still only have one man on top, up top.
Well, it just kind of feels like Yakina, not necessarily biding his time, but he's just waiting to explode here for a big play. And the longer it stays 1-0, his eyes probably just get wider and wider.
He's got to be accounted for throughout the game, regardless.
Throw in on the far sideline, and whatever happened, it has the Gillespie coaching staff hanging their heads, so it wasn't good for the Miners.
I think he stepped over the line or something on the throw in.
I guess those types of unforced mistakes probably just really great at coaches.
Oh yeah, you there's almost no excuse for a foul throw. It's always upsetting for the player as well. He knows he did it, and he's upset with it too, I'm sure.
On the throw-in, Gillespie has the handle here on the far sideline with the left foot. They keep it, nope, not in play. Sails out of bounds. It'll be Carlinville on the throw-in now. The header for Gillespie sends it right back towards where the ball was thrown in. But again, the Cavaliers able to dump it back in. Fighting for the ball over there on the far side of the field. The Cavies break free on the attack. Met in the box. And a good job by Gillespie to retreat and stop that opportunity.
And this will be the fifth corner of the night. And again, this will be Triton with the left-footed in-swinger. Fourth time he'll have done that.
He'll be in the northeast corner this time. And he seems to be, at least tonight, real comfortable with that left-footed swinger.
And Carnival doesn't seem to be loading up the box too much. You know, there's only two or three guys as far as targets in there.
Puts his foot to it, short of the goal, deflected away there. Good defense by Gillespie. And eventually they get it into the hands of the keeper, Cameron Crow. Everyone retreats out. Cameron now rolls to the top of the box and just lays the ball out there for his teammate. clearing it ahead into the hands of Ian Hall for Gillespie. Oh, the ball deflects right back into the face of Leo Page. That never feels too good, I wouldn't imagine. As here's Summers on the handle. He's going to put it across the field onto the foot now of Park. Oh, he has it ripped away by Jokinen. That was a really nice sequence by Jerry Jokinen right there. A little hesitation. Bounce there. Gets it away from trouble. And then it's going to be cleared out of play. But then you just kind of saw the skills of Jokinen there. He didn't really go anywhere, but, man, he did a lot of impressive things.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not only getting the ball, but he's under control when he does get the ball. And, again, he's not just banging. He's finding feet.
He wins the challenge on that ball. Now maybe Gillespie can get something going if they move quickly to midfield up the far sideline. And the clearing pass just a little bit too far. And, Johnny, you think that was another instance of the turf, just a little too much zip on it maybe?
Yeah, I think they're still, even when they're playing out wide, you see they have a hard time connecting with feet. Not because of an errant pass, but the pace of the pass.
You see that pass, it was on target, so to speak, but then it just scooted on by. 34 minutes for the ball game here. It's a 1-0 Carthenville. We've got another whistle on the throw-in.
A Gillespie substitution, maybe.
Yeah, we got a minor coming off. Did not see who came on the
field.
Oh,
yeah, he substituted errantly. He wasn't supposed to come on yet, so with the Carthenville throw, I believe.
He was just anxious.
Yeah.
Wanted to get in the ball game. Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
I try to sneak out there, too.
So on the throw-in, here come the Cavaliers and try to dump it down into the box, deflected out of there by Gillespie. Now they have possession up that far sideline, escorted out of bounds by Caden Barkley. So it should be a Gillespie throw-in here. And now we'll get that substitution. So Ian Davis comes off, and Anthony Bader is on. 1-0, Carthenville with the lead. Cavs had multiple opportunities in that first half to open it up, but Cameron Crow has kept Gillespie Litchfield in this ball game. Now can they get the answering goal? Jokinen clears it down deep, but Carthenville had a nice line of defenders back there.
And that's where Gillespie may revert to that a little bit if they haven't had success with the through ball, just hitting it over the top. Here's a short corner, quick corner.
They just get it in play, cross it to the middle. Deflected out. Jokinen with the header gets it back middle of the field, right, softly on a bounce to Will Meyer.
Here comes a counterattack for Carthenville. They should have numbers get up the field here.
This is Asher Barber. Leaves it off for Summers. Having some trouble on his end of the field. Met there by Nate Fetter. And Gillespie now with the ball momentarily, as that was Bader. He lost it. Ball goes out. Cavalier winds up on the deck. That's Triton Park. It'll be Gillespie's ball on the throw-in. Another substitution for the Miners. Jokinen's going to get a breather, it looks like, as Kendon Longwell will check in. He won't be out too long, I wouldn't suspect.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. Coach Fertigi must have seen something, give him a little break or a little breather.
He's been working hard, and he's had so many bodies on him all night long, which he's probably accustomed to that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's learned to play like that.
How frustrating that. I mean, the soccer field is so big, but when you're an elite striker like he is, it probably doesn't feel that big because there's always bodies around you.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's important, and Jokinen has done an excellent job of this, but that's where it's important to continue to facilitate with your teammates. If you're trying to do it all on yourself too much, you become predictable and that much easier to guard. And he has been excellent as far as trying to pass and facilitate.
Here comes Udinski, clears it ahead to Summers, but then he couldn't handle it cleanly with that left foot. Gillespie able to recover, and that was a nice lead pass from Udinski. Looked like it had some promise there.
Yeah, earns the corner, though, nonetheless.
So it'll be, I would imagine, Triton Park.
Yeah, probably Levi here with the right foot. Looks like Asher.
Yeah, it'll be Asher Barber. He will put the right foot to it. Middle of the field, and that was almost put home.
Yeah, Brody Harris got on the other end of that. That was excellent. Good ball by Asher.
It was just the perfect ball, wasn't it? Right onto the foot. Carthenville still controlling here. And that was Brody Harris. Takes a high turf bounce, handling back inside of the football end zone, and then able to get it out. Is Gillespie up the far sideline, but then it's taken right back by Carthenville. They put it down the middle of the field. Booted out of there by Gillespie as they were in pure defensive mode right there. We've played 10 minutes in the second half, still 1-0. The goal courtesy of Levi Udinski. And that came a long time ago, the 35-49 mark.
I'm throwing. I was trying to remember who he got it from.
Here's Gillespie. They're able to jar it loose, and they throw it, or excuse me, play it ahead, and it's going to roll out of bounds, though. Picked up some of that turf speed. Just kept on going. Thanks to our sponsors here making this sports special possible on WSMI FM 106, Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, Dingers and On the Fringe in Gillespie, and by Advanced Eye Care with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln. Thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors. Without them, this sports special is not on WSMI FM 106. There's a big collision between Udinski and I think that was Longwell out there. Both kind of bounced off each other.
Both okay. I was worried about Levi. He went in there hard.
Now Gillespie brings it out to midfield. Let's see if they can get something going here. Looking down the middle of the field, and it's cleared out of there nicely by Ian Beathard.
When Jerry Yukana came out, John brought him over to the side and had something he wanted to go through with him. So we'll see what kind of how his game changes as he comes back in, because he had some specific point he wanted him to work on here.
Yeah, he's right back in the ballgame. Now, he wasn't out long. But as you said, Jono had something very specific he wanted to tell him as Yakina.
Good control by Brody
handling
Harris.
Back there onto the foot of Norwood. He plays it right up the middle of the field. Now Udinski has it. He has a little green in front of him. Lead pass nice for Matt Dunn. Just got past his left foot ever so slightly. And it's going to be kept in play by Gillespie on the hustle, but now it's out of bounds, and it'll be a throw-in for Carthenville. Another nice lead pass that time from Udinski. Thought Dunn was going to track that down.
Triton will take this throw. And again, if we flipped it and reversed it here, similar situation to where we got the first goal with Udinski. Long throw from about 15 yards out.
He starts on the track, and then he'll fling it into play here. Got some good steam on that. Got it right into the middle of the goal area. That was done handling. Now Udinski has it on the dive, and Levi Udinski did it again. Goal number two for Levi. This one comes to the 27-28 mark, and that was one of those that just kind of had some eyes. Wasn't struck solidly, but it was in the right spot.
And again, an effective throw. If Triton is able to make that throw from the sidelines there and put it in the boxes, it might as well be a corner kick. And that time Matt Dunn got on the end of it, knocked it around a little bit. It squirted loose, and Levi was there to clean it up.
Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets. Everything for your home since 1854. Levi Udinski, his second goal of the night at the 27-28 mark of the second half, has Carthenville out in front 2-0, and John Reed, that was a big goal.
Yeah, you're going to see something in the next couple minutes here where whether Gillespie is a little bit deflated by that and Carnival is a little bit motivated by that, or whether Gillespie can, you know, again, it hasn't been really a Carlinville control game other than the early portion of the first half, so see if Gillespie can get back some of that momentum.
Carnville still with possession here, but they play it out, so it'll be Gillespie on the throw-in. Yakina gets it in quickly to Nate Fetter. And the ball is taken away by Carthenville. Here comes Triton Park. He wants to make something happen. Some slick handles on the far side. Crossing pass middle, played nicely by Gillespie, out of harm's way. But again, Carthenville able to just quickly get possession back and continue on the attack forward. Carnville has spent a lot of time on the attack on the Gillespie end. Here's Levi Udinski again. The hat trick is put home by Udinski. That was a beautiful left-footed strike. Was he about 30 yards out there?
Yeah, and again, he was effective going low with it, with an excellent ball.
Oof.
And I don't know who the teammate was that laid that off, but that was a great pass as well.
So Udinski has three goals and all a little bit different.
Yeah. Hat trick with 26 minutes to spare.
Not bad. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. So he got goal number two at 27-28, goal number three at 26-13. And just like that, it's 3-0. Carlinville with the lead, and they are in control now. Here's Udinski handling out in the midfield area. Ball is going to be deflected out. It'll be Gillespie on the throw. And so if you're Gillespie Litchfield now, what's the thought process? Obviously, you have to get super aggressive, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's the cliche, slow the bleeding here first, right? And feel like you get back to possession. But then, yeah, you know, 3-0, 4-0 doesn't make a difference. You got to go down and start scoring some goals.
Here's Summers on the near side with his left foot, able to dump it off to Dunn. Then it's deflected out nicely on the slide.
Impressive patience by Tyler as a freshman. You know, he seems well under control and not overly excited.
What's the adjustment for a freshman when you, I mean, obviously, you know, probably a lot of club ball played by him, but it's different when you're at the varsity level.
Yeah, I think, let's see, another big throw from Triton.
On the header, it sails over the goal out of bounds.
I think first and foremost, physically, you know, the freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, male maturity level and speed and strength is a lot different. So if you're a freshman, the first thing you're focused on is just grasping the pace and not letting yourself get hurt at the same time.
So, yeah.
But he seems very calm.
You're listening to Boys High School Soccer here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Having so much fun bringing you this Boys High School Soccer tonight. We'll have football on the radio Friday night. Carlinville at Greenville live at 6:45. Hillsboro at Roxana will follow at 9 o'clock on FM 106. As Yakina tried to play through, but he just led it a little too far for himself. But Gillespie still maintains on the offensive end. Middle of the field, deflected out by Carlinville. Miners able to keep it in. Yakina is free now, but a nice job by Brody Harris to come back and knock it loose. And then Will Meyer with the save. Actually, that was Ian Bethard
who came back. Yeah, Ian Bethard was persistent with that.
Boy, he had Yakina right in front of him there, and he did a good job to make sure Yakina didn't get free. Here comes Summers.
Good feet.
He dumps it off right side, lead pass middle, goes right to Cameron Crow for the easy scoop. You know, Carlinville's got two goals this half, John, but boy, it seems like that first half they were on the attack a lot more. Even.
Yeah, it's not that Carlinville has necessarily played a better second half than they did the first half. They just finished some goals. Mm-hmm. They had the opportunities in the first half. Cameron came up where the ball was not struck where they wanted to strike it, and they're doing that now.
Here's Park. He's loose. It's 1-on-1
Levi,
for Triton. Yeah. He leaves it across. Udinski, number 4. Yes, sir. Light it up. Levi Udinski, his fourth goal at the 23-10 mark off the beautiful feed from Triton Park.
Yeah, and that's all the credit to Levi for finishing that goal, but all the credit to Triton for setting up his teammate. Excellent.
Boy, when Park got loose, you could just kind of see that coming, couldn't you?
Yeah.
That was
Levi,
one of those.
Levi's smart enough to put himself in a position that to be open, and Triton would find him, and he certainly did, and Levi finished it.
Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. So Levi Udinski, his fourth goal, his third goal in the last 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, they really opened up the floodgates now. Looks like Coach Johnson's making some changes.
And as Gavin Norwood's coming off the field, onto the field, as Aiden Reese returns.
And, you know, we were talking a moment ago about some of the freshman contributors for the Carlinville team, Tyler Summers, Gavin Norwood, and then Will Myers back in keeper. Those are three guys that started and are major parts of the Cavalier team.
Here's Yakina, try to back heel feed. That got sent right back the other direction. Going to be out of bounds on the hustle. Summers there. You will get to it quickly on the throw-in. He left it off for Triton Park, and then Park battling there with his left foot, going to lead it ahead for Summers. Summers will track it down. He keeps it in play. Gets past his man, crossing pass, and a nice job of defense there for Gillespie. He cut off his keeper. That was Luke Davis. He just got in there with his chest and knocked it down. Is that a recommended play to come in and cut your keeper off like that?
Well, the thing that happens is nobody takes control, so you'd rather see somebody take control there, and it worked out in the end.
22 minutes for the ball game, Carlinville all of a sudden leading 4-0. This was a 1-0 game at the half. A first half that saw Carlinville have multiple opportunities turned away by Cameron Crow. Out at midfield, the Miners able to corral it momentarily. Their lead pass, though, deflected right back by Carlinville. Now on the handle, here come the Cavaliers. Nope, stolen right there near midfield by Gillespie. Lead pass ahead for the Miners, and that was Fetter. I don't think he could handle that quite cleanly. It was a little high for him. As the throw-in goes to Caden Barkley.
And one thing you don't see much from Coach Johnson is substitutions for his back four. You know, that was his bread and butter and his time playing. He takes a lot of pride in that. And you'll see that same group, how cohesively they're playing together. They're not substituting. They're out there. They know they're out there for the long haul. They're building fitness now for the remainder of the season. And you can see that they're really working well together.
I guess that's really four acting as one, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. You know, essentially a bit of a diamond shape with a guy at the point and then the sweeper cleaning up the back. But, yes, they move as a unit like a flock of birds.
They're migrating. There's Peyton Brown. Leaves it off for Matt Dunn. Dunn into some traffic. Dumps it back. Now left foot strike just wide of the goal. Was that Park?
Yes.
And he really gets some velocity on that
he
left
does,
foot.
And there's not a lot of windup, so he doesn't need a lot of space to get it off his foot and get it off with some velocity.
Yeah, it's like a powerful jab in boxing. Like you said, there's no windup to it, but, man, it comes off with a lot of heat. So Cameron Crow now for the goal kick here, 20 minutes to play in the ballgame. So we're halfway through the second half. And the first half of the second half, all about Levi Yudinski, three of his four goals in the first half of this second half. Here's Summers handling for Carlinville on the near side. He will reverse field here. He's met and has the ball knocked away by Gasperson. Good battle over there on the sideline with Gasperson and Summers. Onto the foot of Reese. He lost it, but he's able to maintain and get it back. And that's happened several times tonight where Gillespie gets the initial takeaway, but then their pass out taken right back. Throw in, and the Miners will have it at midfield. The header by Camden Corton. Now the Cavaliers have it back, though. Long lead pass. That's Peyton Brown tracking it down on the far sideline. He will leave it off for Park over there in that northeast corner. He draws a host of defenders. Crossing pass middle, looking for Dunn. Deflected out of there. Winds up onto the foot of Carter Mavis, and he missed just wide left. Boy, and how hard is it, John, when maybe you don't necessarily get a lot of scoring opportunities when the ball winds up on your foot in that type of spot? How hard is it just to stay calm?
Yep, collect yourself and give it your best effort nonetheless.
That ball's played out, so it'll be Asher Barber over to retrieve on the throw-in. 4-0, Carlinville with the lead. They just played last night. Lost to Jerseyville 5-1. Their first game of the year, victorious over Staunton 3-0. They've been busy here in the early stages.
And this is where Carnwell with that back line, when that throw-in goes the defensive direction, you know, they're confident enough and familiar with each other enough, and you've got Will back there who's got good enough feet to go ahead and swing it around and switch that field, reverse that field, and come up the other side. Eventually you're just hitting your head against the wall coming up the same side sometimes.
Here's Carter Mabus. He leaves it far side of the field. Now back middle of the field to Dunn on his right foot, and it goes wide right. And it looked like that ball, John, might have got up on him a little bit.
Yeah, and that's an excellent job. I believe that was Triton. That's where in soccer sometimes you'll hear people say dummy, and essentially Triton acts like he's going to play the ball, and he doesn't play the ball, and that's very unselfish and a smart play by Triton to set up his teammate.
Yeah, because if you're the defender, there's no way you're thinking he's not playing the
ball.
You
got to pick one or the other.
Like a substitution for Gillespie back on the field, Anthony Bader for the Gillespie-Litchfield co-op.
It's like defending the option, you know, in football. You got to pick something.
And it's never a good feeling when you're the defender out on the island, like, oh, boy. midfield. Gillespie has it momentarily. They will play it down onto their end here. Yakina into a race with Caden Barkley. And Barkley does a good job there to hold off Yakina. Eventually the ball is cleared out.
I think you've seen some of Gillespie's most effective offensive possessions when you're seeing Nate Fetter and Jerry Yakina get together. So if those two can get together, it looks like Nate is back on defensive area for now in the stopper position. I think he's playing midfield, but he's sagging back right now.
That kick from Crow goes to midfield. Played off the head that time of Brody Harris. Now it's on to the left foot of Asher Barber. Barber clears there, crosses middle onto the left foot of Park, and that might have been deflected out of there.
Yeah, that's a rough angle. Even for him to get that relatively close to frame is all right.
But he was doing that full sprint, too. He barely even had time to get himself planted.
And I haven't seen him do anything other than full sprint. That's just how he plays. He really does.
Yeah, he's just got one gear, doesn't he? And it's like that type of motor, you can't teach that.
Yeah.
You either got it or you don't.
He's got that tenacity, that's for sure.
He's got it back on his left foot again, and a nice job by the Gillespie defender. That was Drake Gasperson. Just stayed right on the hip of Park and didn't let him turn that corner.
Short. Ooh. Yeah, so they tried to play the short corner kick, and unfortunately it was a miss hit and went right out of bounds, so not what they wanted. I have mixed feelings about the short corner. The idea is you play a short corner quick to feet. It's a 2v1 out there in the corner, and sometimes you can get the defense to change its shape or do something differently. But my mindset has always been if you got a free kick from the corner, take the free kick on the corner. Everything's all set up. You don't have to worry about people being offsides or out of position, or in this case, a miss hit. You know, you set yourself up for more mistakes is my feeling about it.
Here's Cromville deep in their own end, trying to get it out of trouble with Ian Beathard. Puts it onto the foot of Zayden Reese now. Off to Carter Mabus. Now Cromville moving backwards here onto the foot of Barkley. Now they got a little space maybe created as Matt Dunn tried to turn the corner, couldn't do it. Picked up there by Gillespie, and they're on the attack. Takeaway over there on the far sideline. I think that was Dunn who jarred the ball loose. Now Gillespie has it back on their end of the field as Cromwell continues to press forward here. Here's Summers. He leads the pass down the far side. Going to get a cross here, and it winds up off the side of the net.
I've been impressed with Peyton Brown, another freshman there working on the outside mid, and he's moving nicely out there and has done some very effective things.
Boy, and with the number really of freshmen on both sides, it seems like the future for both of these programs is very solid.
That's right. That's right. You'd like to see a load of seniors on your team, but, you know, freshmen provides some kind of future for sure.
It'll be a corner kick here. Park with his left foot, put it right onto the foot of Summers, and that shot was a bit high and long.
I think he played off his knee, but that was the only option he had. Yeah. But an excellent ball by Triton.
Winds up back by the fence that surrounds the track here at Carthenville. Hey, thanks to our wonderful soccer sponsors, Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavi soccer team. By H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. By Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. By Dingers and On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout. And by Advanced Eye Care with locations in Carthenville, Vernon, Taylorville, and Lincoln. Modern eye care, old-fashioned caring. 13 minutes to play in the ball game here, and it's been the Levi Udinski goal show in the second half. He has all four Carthenville goals, but three of them in the second half in a span of about 4 minutes. And we've got a Cavalier down. That's Carter Mabus. He is clutching at that right leg. He is in some pain. And right now, they played the ball back to Will Meyer, but their play is stopped at the moment as they will tend to Carter Mabus. So while we have a moment here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to a WSMI Sports Special. Boys High School Soccer, Carthenville leading the Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op 4-0. Back to the Carthenville Sports Complex in a moment.
Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106, brought to you in part by Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavi soccer team. H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. By Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm, with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. By Dingers in Gillespie and On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout. And by Advanced Eye Care, with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln, modern eye care, old-fashioned caring. This is Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Carlinville leading Gillespie Litchfield 4-0. Levi Yadinsky, 4 goals tonight. Had a goal the other night, 3 goals the first night. So he's off to a very nice start to his season. 8 goals in, what, the better part of not even 3 full games yet.
Yeah, he's starting hot for sure.
So the ball's in play after Carter Mabus. He was able to get off the field on his own power. That's always a good sign. Gillespie with possession here at midfield. That was Camden Corton. But again, it seems like every time Gillespie turns the move forward, there's just multiple black shirts right in their way.
Yeah, and I can't decide what Gillespie should be trying to do when they get a throw-in opportunity. They've taken it slow. I don't know if they should pick up that ball and hurry up and throw and get down the sideline, see if they can earn themselves a corner. You know, some opportunity to get it in the final third of the field.
Yudinsky plays it ahead to Summers, but just a little bit too far. He couldn't track that down, and that looked like the turf speed caught up there.
You need a sound effect for that, you know, every time that happens, because we've seen it a lot.
Just a beautiful, beautiful turf field, and you've alluded to a couple times, John, the visiting games that Cromwell was supposed to have turned into home games because everybody's like, well, I'm going to play there.
Yeah.
And so I think the other day, I think Roxanna's field was underwater.
Yeah, you know, and it's for two reasons. One, it's not playable, or even if it is playable, you're going to ruin it for the remainder of the season. You know, you put enough ruts in it, you know, you could play on it, but like I said, it's ruined for the rest of the season.
And how nice is it for these Carmelville kids, too? I mean, Loveless Park is a fantastic facility, and they did a great job of hosting Carmelville soccer over the year. But for the kids to get to play on campus, it's a better feel.
Yeah, with your high school in the background.
Yeah.
And it's a better viewing experience for these parents as well. As far as bleachers are a little bit higher up, and it's that much better for everybody.
And the kids are having some fun out there tonight, playing on the turf. Here's Yakina. He has been hounded all night long. He has just not had any space to operate in. It looks like he might be a little bit hobbled here at the moment. But I guess, Sean, that's kind of going to maybe be a precursor for Jerry's season here with the year he had last year.
Yeah, he's asking for a substitution now.
Yeah, he is. He is hobbled up. He's not even trying to be part of the play. He's just standing over on the far side of the field here as Carlinville controls. And now Yakina will work his way back towards the field of play, but he does not look too spry or interested in really being a part of the action right now. He is favoring one of his legs. Looks like he might be trying to work it out a little bit right now as Carlinville down on the attack. That sails over the goal. So we got a stoppage here. We've got a Gillespie substitution, but it's not Yakina coming off.
He didn't get the sub out. Yeah, like you said, it looks like he's working it out a little bit.
Sometimes when your best player is signaling as a coach, like, I don't know, I didn't see you.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
That's right.
10 minutes for the ball game. Carthenville leading 4-0.
Tough call on Triton there. Yeah, they called him for the foul, but I think that was a pretty clean 50-50 ball. It's just that the defender went down. But then again, that's that top gear right there.
You know, give Gillespie credit, too, like down 4-0, but they're still playing just as hard as they were early.
Absolutely. I don't think at any point it's gotten ugly. You know, I think the goals that Levi scored here in the second half, he certainly earned them, and there were some great setups by his teammates. But it certainly hasn't gotten ugly or sloppy.
Yeah, like sometimes, no matter what the sport is, you just have to tip your cap. And that's been the deal with Levi Yudinsky here tonight. Here's Dunn handling. Lost it momentarily, able to play it back onto the foot of Brody Harris. He bombs it down towards the goal, a little bit wide left.
Yeah, I like that. I like that by Brody. You know, he's trying to put it on frame or chip that keeper. If that keeper's out a little bit, I think Cameron was certainly ready for it. But I like that by Brody. Maybe get a deflection or, like I said, find one in the back of the net.
you know, and Cameron, I guess, has given up three goals in this half, but it feels like he's had a calmer half than he had in that first half.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't think, you know, I don't look at any of those goals and say, you know, that's on Cameron. They're either just excellent shots or breakdown defensively. You know, the ball's ping-ponging around, and he just can't be in position for some of those.
I mean, he made three or four saves in that first half of play that, I mean, were as good as you could hope your keeper to make.
Absolutely.
Another shot sails over the top of the crossbar for Carlinville, so it'll be a free kick here for Cameron Crow. Low kick goes off the leg, I think, of Summers. Now Gillespie plays it to the middle. Yakina tries a little back feed. Going to be picked off middle of the field by Brody Harris.
And you saw there for a moment, number 12, Ian Hall. That was one player that Coach Verticula had spoken very highly of, his knowledge and love for soccer and, you know, the facilitator for Yakina a lot up top. It hasn't been that kind of night for him tonight, but it's unfortunate, but, you know, still involved here at the end.
Inside of 8 minutes for the ball game now, Carlinville leading 4-0 on their way to their second win of the year. And for Gillespie, let's see, they'll be right back at it Saturday at Springfield Lutheran. And for Carlinville, they're right back at it Thursday at Hillsboro. That'll be a good match there. So they played Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. They're also going to play Friday. And I guess, John, that's just kind of a byproduct of the COVID season here. Just jam as many games in the time that they give you.
Just play. Yeah.
That's right. That's a kid's dream, though.
Well, it is. And that's where you'll probably see some of these teams with a little bit more depth. You know, you take a hit and you have 15 guys to start like Gillespie does, Gillespie Litchfield does. It's going to spread you a little bit more thin, whereas Carnival a little bit more depth. Maybe they'll be able to weather those storms a little bit better as far as those back-to-back games.
What, in a normal soccer season, two games a week, three games a week?
Yeah, I'd say two or three a week. Of course, there's tournaments, and you find yourself playing a lot more during certain tournament times, usually shorter games, you know, with 30-minute halves or something along those lines.
6:40 for the game here. Carlinville still on the attack. Into the box with Park. His shot is deflected out onto the foot of Udinski and just wide to the left. Quite frankly, when he lets it go off his foot, you just kind of assume it's going in.
Yeah, you know, I'm enjoying watching Matt Dunn right now. He's sniffing one out. In other words, he's putting himself in a position that, you know, as he goes here, he's going to find the back of the net. But Triton and Levi put themselves in positions that if that ball does squirt loose from Matt's feet, they are putting themselves in a position to get a goal.
Here is Cameron Crow on a line, far side of the field, deflected out, and it's going to be a Carlinville throw-in. They will get to that quickly, and it's deflected out by Gillespie. Cavaliers will do it again.
And there's that defense again, just for a moment. You know, as little as we've had to talk about Carnival defense, that's probably a good thing because they've just been lights out back there, and they are not making mistakes. Caden Barkley there with, an excellent collect and ball at the field.
So on the throw in, it goes to Zayden Reese. And now Gillespie got loose in midfield, but the ball squirted free, and the Cavaliers have it back in their possession. Here is Asher Barber. He lost the dribble out of bounds. It'll be Gillespie ball here, 5:15 for the ball game.
And you're seeing the Gillespie center back, Nolan Hayes, the senior center back, number 9 here, pushing up top. And I imagine that's to kind of fill the Yakana void while he is down, but also to get more aggressively, see if they can get one in the net.
On the Gillespie throw-in, headed out of there by Barber for Carlinville, onto the foot of Joe Alipra, and it's kicked back to Zayden Reese. Now Gillespie brings it out momentarily, but Barber able to intercept. Now Barber on the dribble. Little lead pass ahead for Park. And with his left foot, tough angle, he puts it home. Triton Park.
That's an outstanding ball by Asher and to Triton's favorite left foot. And that was the angle that he wanted. Finished it nicely.
5-0 Carlinville. The first goal scored by someone other than Levi Udinski.
And there's
not just this game, this year.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly the first game. I think it was Tyler Summers. Levi and someone else.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Game.
You're correct.
Yeah, so Levi's got 1-1 and 1-1 and what, 4 tonight, so yes. 6 on the year.
Yeah, I was thinking he had all 3, but you are correct. He did not.
But that's, again, where those defenders, they're more than capable of not just shutting down defensively, but Coach Johnson likes to see those wing backs, as they're called sometimes, go ahead and make the run up the field, and they have that ability. Caden Barkley has done it several times, and then Asher doing it there.
4.5 minutes for the game. Here comes Gillespie. Middle of the field, that is Camden Corton. He lost the handle now. Carlinville with possession. It's kicked right back out, and Gillespie now will maintain. That ball squirts free. Gillespie has it back, and there hasn't been a lot of sustained Gillespie possession in this game.
No, and again, at the end of that first half, they really seemed like they were putting something together, but it's been a little bit more disjointed here. And I think that's fatigue setting in, missing out on Yakana, missing out a little bit of depth here.
Nice move in the middle there. That was Matt Dunn on the spin. He leaves it back now onto the foot of Nick Rainey. He tries to center it up. Gillespie going to clear it out close to midfield, cut off there by Brody Harris.
And you got to give Coach Johnson applaud for his hardest. Triton had been working the whole game to get a goal and facilitating goals and getting assists himself. He was able to get one before he pulled him here at the end of the game. He deserved the opportunity to finish one off.
When a kid works that hard and does so many little things in a ball game, it's always good to get the goal reward at the end. Some more substitutions here for both teams. Aiden Reese going to come off for Carlinville. It looks like Carter Schwab is coming onto the field. Or maybe that was 25 and not 22.
29, it looks like. Keegan Lynn, maybe.
So on the header, that's taken right back out. It'll be Gillespie on the throw-in. They get it ahead. Brody Harris able to play it, but can't keep it in play.
And again, despite the substitutions, those guys in the back, they're there. They're going to be there for the entire contest.
2.5 minutes for this ball game. Had a lot of fun here tonight, John. This was a neat experience to watch the boys' soccer on the turf, under the lights, no less.
Yeah, and weather cooperated for it, too. It's a little bit chilly, but I think the guys who are out there playing are nice, or happy that it's as cool as it is.
Well, it's a lot better than the weather they had yesterday and the weather they're going to have tomorrow,
yeah.
I'll tell you that.
That's right. They timed this nicely.
Yes, they did. We approach the two-minute mark. 5-0, Carlinville with the lead. We'll have Fighting Illini basketball for you Friday morning, 11 o'clock pregame in front of their first-round NCAA tournament game against Drexel, 11 o'clock on 105.3 The Ox. In high school football Friday night, Carlinville's at Greenville live at 6:45. Hillsboro at Roxana will follow at around 9, both games on FM 106. And just like our boys' soccer contest, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com.
You know it's tournament time when you start hearing schools like Drexel and Bucknell. And,
yeah. That's right. Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah, we get to hear them once a year.
Those old directional schools. 85 seconds left in the ball game. No quit, and these kids still playing as hard now as they were in the opening minute of the ball game.
Like we said, with those that defense, they're bought into the goose egg right now. You know, they're going to treat this to the very end, the last minute. Earn that goose egg's like scoring a goal here.
Well, they can smell that shutout. They probably at what point do you think that into their mind is like, okay, we got to keep the goose egg up there?
Yeah, yeah. I think this would be their second one, right? You know, Jerseyville put up 5 on them last night. I was speaking with Coach Johnson about that a little bit today. And Jerseyville is always a good measuring stick for the Carlinville program. They are always strong. And they have a lot of variation as far as from one year to the next, but they're always strong, always good competition for Carlinville. And he had spoken to the fact that it was a 5-1 game, but not really necessarily as lopsided as the score would say. And Jerseyville is probably as up as they've ever been this year.
Jerseyville is always an interesting school because, you know, obviously they're a bigger school, but not necessarily year-in, year-out powerhouse.
That's right. That's right. The soccer program doesn't have that. I think they're strong nonetheless, but, yeah, it doesn't have the same Springfield area kind of prestige as some of those programs in that area.
So the kick out by Cameron Crow, and that is going to do it. The Carthenville Cavaliers beat the Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op 5-0 here tonight. 4 goals from Levi Yudinski, 1 from Triton Park, as Carthenville improves to 2-1 on the year with the loss in their season opener. Gillespie falls 2-0-1. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up. Our WSMI sports special is in the books. Carthenville beats Gillespie-Litchfield 5-0. Back to the Carthenville Sports Complex following these messages.
Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106, brought to you in part by Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavi soccer team. H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville. Taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. By Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm, with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. By Dingers in Gillespie and On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout. And by Advanced Eye Care, with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln. Modern eye care, old-fashioned caring. This is Boys High School Soccer on WSMI FM 106.
WSMI FM 106.1.
It's the final here at Carthenville. The Cavaliers beat the Gillespie-Litchfield Boys Soccer Co-op 5-0 here tonight. As your Heinz Furniture scoring summary here, Heinz Furniture in Carthenville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. Levi Yudinski got the scoring started at the 35-49 mark of the first half. It would stay 1-0 until we were not quite midway through the second half, and then the floodgates open. Levi Yudinski scored at 27-28, 26-13, and 23-10. Just like that, it was 4-0. Then Triton Park scored late on a beautiful goal at the 4:40 mark. So 5-0 your final here this evening. And John Reed, this was a fun soccer game to watch. And Carthenville really, to me, seemed to really kind of just control the action most of this game.
Yeah, you know, that's a situation where they were able to make the second half adjustments with whatever that was to finish the goals that they had were unable to finish in the first half, and that's got to be a positive. Fitness-wise, space-wise, control-wise, they all looked good. It was just a matter of finishing some goals in the second half, and Levi got a hold of those and made that happen.
And I guess, you know, to that point, I guess the big difference between the first half and the second half, in a lot of ways, was Cameron Crow, because the Gillespie keeper in that first half, he had 3, 4, 5 saves that were just right there, high-level saves. And if he doesn't make those, maybe the first half winds up like the second half.
Yeah, it could have been 10-0 very easily if Cameron doesn't have the first half that he did.
So, John Reed, thank you so much for joining me here tonight on this broadcast. You did a fantastic job providing the insights here on this ball game, and just kind of your overarching theme for the night is what?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, this is the first time I've been able to see a game here on the Carthenville High School turf field, and that was really enjoyable. I think that both of these programs have to feel good about, you know, even though it's a 5-0 loss for Gillespie, they did some good things, and, you know, it's game number one for Carthenville. You got to be happy with your depth. You got to be happy that some of the young guys were able to get some time, and you got to be happy that your upperclassmen leaders were able to win this game for you. So it was an enjoyable night, and I appreciate you guys having me.
It was so much fun, and thank you so much, not only for sitting in, but for being part of our sponsorship group that made this possible, because without our sponsors, this game would not happen. So thanks to Advanced Eye Care, with locations in Carthenville, Verdon, Taylorville, and Lincoln. Modern Eye Care, old-fashioned caring. Thanks to Dr. John Reed. Dingers in Gillespie, On the Fringe in Gillespie, where there's never a rainout. Thank you to Adam Tallman. Verticchio and Verticchio Law Firm, with offices in Carthenville and Gillespie, experience and dedication. Of course, thanks to Jono Verticchio. H&R Block in Litchfield and Carthenville, taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, remote or in person. Thanks to Brett and Shelley Crow, as I'm sure they enjoyed their son Cameron's performance here tonight. Goldmine Gaming in Carthenville at the Plaza and on the Square, a proud sponsor of the Cavi soccer team. Thank you to Pete Summers. This was fun, a WSMI sports special. Boys High School Soccer here on your Tuesday night sees Carthenville beat the Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op by the final of 5-0. Again, thanks to our wonderful sponsors. Without them, this broadcast was not possible. Coming up later this week, busy day Friday, NCAA tournament, first round game. Top-seeded Illinois takes on number 16 Drexel, 11 o'clock with the pregame on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. And then on Friday night, sounds strange to say, high school football. Carlton DeVille at Greenville live at 6:45. Hillsborough at Roxana will follow at 9 o'clock. Both games Friday right here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks goes back to our WSMI studios and Jennifer Graham for producing this WSMI sports special boys soccer action. Carlton DeVille beats Gillespie Litchfield 5-0. For Dr. John Reed, I am Tim Mize, and we say good night from beautiful Carlton DeVille.